You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
A reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Let us therefore strive to enter the rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Yesterday, we thought about the gift of Sabbath rest. The writer of the book of Hebrews continues with this theme and says something very curious. Strive to enter that rest. This seems a bit paradoxical. Striving seems to be the opposite of resting. How do we strive to rest? The writer continues by adding that we are to strive so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Note the stark contrast between the exhortation for us to rest and the robust activity of God's word. God's word is active. The Greek word is energēs. We get the English words energy and energetic from that Greek word. So if we think of disobedience as being unrestful, fast-paced life in which we're too busy to listen to God, then we begin to understand what this verse is trying to say to us. We enter the rest for which we strive by listening to God's word and letting God's word energize us, letting God's word do its work. Every day we're bombarded by words and messages. These words come at us externally from the news and our neighbors, and also internally in our thoughts, the thoughts of our hearts. It is of utmost importance that we separate the words that are from God from the words that are not from God. The writer of the book of Hebrews tells us to strive to listen to God and rest in what God says. For example, John the Baptist, he bore witness to Jesus and he said, "He whom God has sent utters the words of God." John chapter 3, verse 34. I think that it is incredibly instructive to note that God the Father only directly speaks twice in the entire New Testament. The Father speaks at Jesus' baptism and at the Transfiguration. Basically, the Father says the same thing. "This is my Son. Listen to him." By the way, that's not just a nice suggestion. It's a command. We're all restless and anxious about so many things. These words often rob us of rest. But there is a word that brings comfort and peace, and yes, rest. The word is Jesus Christ, the word infleshed. Let's strive to listen to him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the eternal word of God. Give us strength always to strive to listen to you, to do what you command. In your most holy name we pray. Amen. Lent is a time in which we are encouraged to strive ourselves, to discipline ourselves in our devotional lives. The church often offers midweek Lenten services and provides materials for daily Bible readings and meditation. This is a good time for us to begin the practice, the routine of listening to God's word every day, because nothing is more important than hearing and heeding the word of God, and that word of God centered in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.